Good morning, church, and this is a beautiful Wednesday morning, and we are going to be moving over to the first letter, the first epistle from St. John. We were in the Gospel according to St. John yesterday, but today we are in the first letter that John wrote, the Epistle of John. We'll be in chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 6. Now, the first letter of John has two main purposes: to encourage its readers to live in fellowship with God and Jesus Christ, and to warn them about false teachings that would destroy this fellowship. Today's reading describes how God's word of life, that's Jesus, came to earth and was witnessed by those who saw, heard, and touched him. Knowledge of God comes from obeying God's commands. When we confess our sins to God, we have the assurance of God's forgiveness and that Jesus, the righteous one, pleads on our behalf. So let's go ahead and get into the reading right away. 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. We write to you about the word of life, which has existed from the very beginning. We have heard it, and we have seen it with our eyes. Yes, we have seen it, and our hands have touched it. When this life became visible, we saw it, so we speak of it and tell you about the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made known to us. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you also, so that you will join with us in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this in order that your joy may be complete. Verse 5. Now, the message that we have heard from His Son and announce is this: God is light, and there is no darkness at all in Him. If then we say that we have fellowship with Him, yet at the same time we live in darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. But if we live in the light, just as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son purifies us from every sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there is no truth in us. But if we confess our sins to God, He will keep His promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. If we say that we have not sinned, we make a liar out of God, and His word is not in us. Then we're going into 1 John chapter 2, where John is writing about Christ, our helper. Chapter 2, verse 1, I'm writing this to you, my children, so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have someone who pleads with the Father on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And Christ Himself is the means by which our sins are forgiven, and not our sins only, but also the sins of everyone. If we obey God's command, then we are sure that we know Him. If we say that we know Him, but we do not obey His commands, then we are liars, and there is no truth in us. But if we obey His word, we are the ones whose love for God has really been made perfect. This is how we can be sure that we are in union with God. If we say that we remain in union with God, we should live just as Jesus Christ did. And that concludes our reading for today. Today's key verse is 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, where John the Beloved says, if we live in the light, just as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from every sin. You know, the Bible, all through the Old Testament, Psalms 119, we see it. The Bible uses light to describe God or God's word. And it also uses that light, to describe those people or things that reveal God's truth. And the followers of Jesus are called the people who belong to the light. That's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Or we are the light of the whole world. That's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. How would you explain what it means to live in the light? And I want you to think about that this morning. And then, what does it mean to you knowing that Jesus pleads with the Father on your behalf? Every time we mess up and sin, the Word of God says that Jesus is our advocate with the Father. He is pleading our case before the Father. And that brings a whole new appreciation to the understanding of the investment that Jesus has in us. Not just that he died for us, but he continues to pray for us, to intercede for us day by day. Let's pray. Lord, I want to live in your light. Forgive me for the ways in which I have failed to live according to your will. Thank you for the fullness that you offer when I confess my sin to you, and for Jesus, the righteous one, who pleads on my behalf. Grant me your grace that I may have new life in you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together on this Wednesday morning, church. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. God bless and have a wonderful day.